October 20th, 2009, creative professionals will come together in Dayton, Ohio at Wright State University for Summit Up, a social media confab. In this podcast, presenter Lara Kretler offers a preview of her presentation on tagging, delicious, and the social web. For more information, visit summitup.org. Lara Kretler, AVP and social media lead at Fahlgren Moore Teen Public Relations, is passionate about the strategic use of the social web. A career PR pro with both agency and corporate experience spanning more than 15 years, Lara brings over a decade of online community building and social media expertise to her public relations work. She is a frequent, lively, and high-energy presenter about social web applications at regional conferences and meetings, as well as business and community groups. She conducts regular social media training camps for Fahlgren clients and staff. And you can connect with Lara via LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or on her blog, larakretler.com. Lara is also one of the many talented professionals who will be speaking at Summit Up, a social media confab, October 20th, 2009, at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Lara, thank you for taking the time today to chat with me. How are you doing?
I am fine, David. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I am just thrilled that you would give a little bit of your time today to talk about Summit Up. You're going to be coming back to the roots, back to Dayton, Ohio, to speak at Summit Up. So what are you going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about Delicious. Delicious is one of my absolute favorite social sites, and I think it's really overlooked and underappreciated by many people. It's not one of the giants. It's not one of, you know, it's no Facebook with 300 million users or Twitter that you hear about in the media every day. It's this little, you know, quiet site that is just secretly awesome, and I love cluing people into it. So I'm very excited to kind of share some info that people may not have about Delicious.
Yeah, and I use it, and I can't fully say that I think I get it completely. I know I sort of have my version of getting it, but it is such a great site and a great tool, and I've never actually sat through a presentation on it, so I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about it. What are some of the key takeaways you think people will get from your presentation?
Well, I think there are so many different layers to Delicious. I mean, you know, most obvious, and the reason most people use it, probably yourself included, and how I got started with Delicious is just, you know, saving all my favorites to one place. So saving all my bookmarks and all my links that I don't want to refer back to. I mean, we all used to just save them to our favorite places in our internet browser, but then it becomes this long, huge laundry list of sites that's, you know, even if you alphabetize it, it doesn't help you because most of them start out welcome to, you know, such and such website. So they all start with W. And they're not searchable. They're not, you know, you're not tagging in any way, so they're not searchable. So it's really, it becomes pretty useless. And I'll never forget my husband looking over my shoulder once when I was on the computer trying to find a link in my long list of favorites. And he said, why don't you just Google for it? It's easier just to Google for it than to look in your long list. And I realized he was right and I needed another solution. So that's when I started using Delicious, and it's kind of spiraled from there. I think there are so many more ways, especially for marketers and PR professionals, to start using this site in new and different ways.
Well, yeah, and I think you have stumbled upon another similar site.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have come across some interesting ways of using that from sort of a push perspective as well as from a listening perspective and just from an organizational perspective.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I always tell people if you don't believe in Delicious and you don't really see value in it yet, next time you're going to Google something, next time you need to search for some piece of information, some fact or you know, link, search for it on Delicious first before you go to your favorite search engine. And you may be amazed at what comes back because it taps into the power of social search. And so it's not just a robotic search engine sending you back results. It's actually intelligent human beings who have saved those links and tagged those links. So what you get back is all the good stuff, you know, no clutter.
Yeah, and then if you find people that you like, and then, all right, well, what are they tagging? And so I think it's just a really fascinating whole ecosystem.
Exactly. You can get lost on there for hours. You can, you know, find people that, you know, you may want to target for, you know, bloggers or media that you may want to target for future outreach, or just simply, you know, make contact with people that have similar interests and that are sharing similar links to you.
And to me, tagging is a lot like RSS in that, in a couple ways. A, it's vastly underutilized and it's also very underappreciated. Yet, ironically, it can deliver huge results and it's not overly complex from the perspective of the user. why, in your opinion, do you think more people don't utilize tagging?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I couldn't agree more that it's underutilized. I think part of the problem, you know, as a user, is you never really know, are tags on this particular site comma-separated or space-separated? And I think we just need to come to a decision, and everyone on the Internet gets on board with one or the other. Because
Amen.
There's nothing more annoying than, you know, tagging a post on a site, you know, with commas in between your tags, and then you realize you've actually just given it a giant single tag with lots of commas and words in it. You know, delicious is space separated, which I think is easier. I prefer it to comma separated. You do have to run words together, so social media becomes all one word, social media. But, you know, I think that's part of the problem. And also, I think people just don't realize how much it helps them to have content that is tagged and how much easier it is to find once you've done that.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, once you sort of get in comfortable using it, it really is just such a powerful tool. Is it from a reference perspective alone, just trying to retrieve something you had seen previously, let alone searching for new items.
Exactly. Yes, it's the recall as much as it is, you know, finding something new. I agree.
Well, you are leading the, what I'll call the illustrious Columbus contingency, headed down to sum it up. Folks like Artie Isaac, Lewis Howes, and yourself all speaking at the event. Who are you interested in checking out?
Well, definitely the Columbus crew. I hope to hear all of those guys speak. They're some fantastic speakers. But your lineup, you're obviously bringing in national talent as well. I can't wait to hear Kevin Dugan, who's, you know, based in Cincinnati, but really is pretty much nationally known as kind of a social media and PR guru. And then, of course, I mean, Chris Brogan. Who doesn't want to hear Chris speak? So I'm thrilled about that as well. It's a great lineup. I can't believe you've got it all fitting into one day.
Yeah, I am really excited, and a great diverse range of topics, speakers, etc. Well, let me finish it out with this. Why would someone, and you're in Columbus, so maybe specifically somebody in Columbus, want to make the 60-minute cornfield-filled drive across scenic Interstate 70 to come over to Dayton to attend Summit Up?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to meet people. I know you're drawing from Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, so there's a huge pool of talent, you know, in terms of both the speakers and the attendees. I'm really excited to, you know, meet and network. I mean, I can't tell you how many Columbus tweet-ups I've been to, and kind of networking with the Columbus crowd is great, but I'm really looking forward to expanding that and, you know, learning a lot and meeting a lot of new people, and also meeting people I've been following on Twitter for ages, but I've never met in person, like Kevin Dugan. I can't believe I haven't met him, but I haven't. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think it'll just be, you know, a great day. And like I said, you've got, you know, national talent really at a pretty reasonable Midwest price for a conference like this. So I think anyone would be crazy to miss it.
Well, I want to thank you so much for spending some time today with me just to chat about Sum It Up. And thank you so much for agreeing to present at the event. I think it's going to be a fantastic day, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks, David. I look forward to it as well.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.